What about the patient who is on a bisphosphonate? You mentioned preventive procedures in that situation.
Well, this is in the realm of the dentist and the oral surgeon that we've advised our colleagues that when a patient comes into your office and your medical history identifies that they have been on a bisphosphonate, either oral or an IV bisphosphonate, is, of course, document that in your history. But then your goal there is to do non-invasive dental work. For the intravenous bisphosphonates, we do not advise dental implants. That could end up with exposed bone and significant complications.
Can you talk a little bit more about what implants are and when they're done?
Dental implants have been the big revolution in dentistry today. In 1980, dental implants came on the marketplace and have become exceedingly popular. So if you lose a tooth, instead of having a bridge where other teeth are cut down or a removable denture, you can have a dental implant, which is a titanium cylinder, looks like a tooth root. It's placed into your bone, and then the bone grows into it, a process called osseointegration. Now, that's a metabolic bone process that requires bone healing and bone turnover, and so it's vulnerable to anything that affects bone healing. After about 6 months, the bone has locked that implant in so tightly that you can have a tooth placed on it, chew on it in normal fashion, and it is the closest thing to a normal tooth replacement that's available today.
And what about people who already have had implants and are going to be started on bisphosphonates?
Well, that's the group that the dentist needs to follow closely. There's no contraindication to that. It has to be followed, but that group is vulnerable to developing bone problems around the implant, but no more than around the natural tooth.